The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Blowjobs all day.
I'm the same.
I'm fucking the same.
They hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now! try it now! What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I am your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McTwatwaffle, and alongside me, as usual, are two excellent stand-up comedians. First, the 1984 Kingman County T-Ball Defensive Player of the Year Award winner, Mr. Jeremy Joseph. Woo! Yeah. Nice round of applause there, all you people here in the studio.
I'm going to tell you something right now, you son of a bitch. I'm not going to fall prey to your ambush journalism. All right?
Fine.
Watch your ass, or I'm going to kick it.
Yeah. But because Derek is doing the baseball stuff, we have another guest, which we had on a couple weeks ago. Excellent stand-up comedian.
Yeah, what do you mean
well?
Another guest? We got same old fucking guest.
Same guy.
Just, I mean, blow the cobwebs off his asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Done. Check.
Time to fuck him again.
Excellent stand-up comedian, JP. Woo! Yeah. Gotta love it. So happy to have you here.
Hey, man. So happy to be back so soon.
I know. It's nice. I like breaks away from Derek. It's always fun. But anyways, guys, if this is the very first time you've ever listened to one of these episodes, this is a comedy podcast where we like to make very inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and very inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever. This is also an adult podcast where we like to use foul language and make loud noises. So if that's not your thing, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thanks. Bye. But we got a lot of stuff to go over this week. We've got some sports, more news, I guess. It's kind of a dead time other than, like, the NHL playoffs and stuff. We got real shit, horse shit, bad advice with Jeremy, overrated, underrated, and some questions and preguntas, also with another great draft. And, as always, a shitty situation. But before we get to that kind of stuff, we're going to start off with what happened to us over the last week. We call this our week recap. And, JP, you're going to start it off.
All right. Well, yeah. I've had an awesome week.
Yeah.
It's been really, really good.
Yeah?
No.
No. Oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to be homeless by Saturday.
Oh, fuck. That's right. Yeah. You haven't fucking...
No.
Oh, God damn it.
I hate it. And you know what? It's okay. I probably deserve it. You know what I'm saying? I done fucked up somewhere.
Most homeless people do.
They do. And I've always thought that.
Yeah.
I've always thought that. Ah. So just drive by your favorite on-ramp on your way to work. But when you see me standing out there... Throw me a couple bucks because it could be you next. And that's really, you know, it's a PSA really is why I wanted to come on here today.
If my wife wasn't so homophobic, I'd say you can live with us. But
oh, but you know, she knows that you couldn't resist me.
Well,
she's not stupid.
Yeah, she has a real tendency to try and turn.
Yeah.
It's really her only flaw.
She'll make you kneel down, pray it away.
That's right.
No, I...
God bless her.
Had a barbecue on Memorial Day, as one does.
Oh, yeah.
Had a lot of fun. Used a few illicit drugs. Maybe too many because, man, I'm going to tell you, yesterday I had so much that I was going to do to get ready to move into my car. And I'll tell you what, I didn't get any of it done. I just laid in bed all day and watched Netflix.
Yeah.
Because I didn't feel it, man.
Yeah.
I was up to
the
wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
Doing things with dudes.
That's great. Sounds like a great time.
But other than that, I saw the new Top Gun movie.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you give your review at the same time when Jeremy does, because we know from last week Jeremy went to go see Top Gun. So when Jeremy
gets... From last week?
Yeah.
I just told you that in private that I was going to. That wasn't on the show.
Oh.
Come on, motherfucker.
Sorry.
Don't spoil.
Sorry.
Now you're giving away secrets.
Jesus. Why don't you just open the whole curtain for these assholes?
Ah, my bad.
Yeah.
Well, we can get to Jeremy always does a review, and then you can say what you thought about that movie.
You got it.
I'm actually interested in hearing what JP has to say, so let's say it now.
Okay.
So that way I can
slam it down.
Okay, go ahead. What did you think of the new Top Gun movie?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I thought it was good, though, is because it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Because I thought it was going to be just really over-the-top cheesy and really bad effects. But really, it was. They did a pretty good job. I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
And there were shirtless guys in it. So, that gives it one extra bump right there. So
yeah.
I liked it. I would see it again in 10 years.
Cool. I did not go and see it, so I do not have an opinion. How about you, Jeremy? What did you think?
I thought it was good, not great.
Okay.
I know a lot of people are thinking it's great. Here's what I'm burdened with is that I'm smarter than everyone else. on this particular subject, it is kind of true. I've worked in aircraft for 24 years. I know a lot more about aviation than the average person does. And so I know that there were so many things in there that while they tried to, you know, they claimed they tried to make it super realistic.
I thought it was just fucking nonsense.
Hmm.
The very first part when he came out and was that not weird?
It was
cringy.
Totally fucking impossible. Yeah. If we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, we are.
They allude to something early in the movie that at least I immediately went, okay, that's how it's going to end. I know exactly what's going to happen. And it did.
And then it did.
But as anybody who has ever seen the trailers can tell, they make it a point to say that they could use F-35s, which are the Navy's like brand new, like most current fighter jet, but they thought that F-18 Hornets would be a better choice without giving a fucking reason for that. that is absolute nonsense. There is absolutely nothing that the F-18 Hornet does better than the F-35. And the whole reason behind it, which I later found out, is the F-35, they shot all the scenes, the flying scenes, like with them in actual cockpits while they were flying. And because real Navy pilots were like in the back seat. Oh. And then they CGI'd them out. F-35 is a single seat fighter jet, so they couldn't have real pilots in there with them. So, that explains a huge plot hole that they literally could not come up. They address it and made the biggest bullshit point. Yeah. And then it's like, then, no.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd just be better to use 18. I've out of date plane that we're about to retire. Yeah. Let's use that.
I've been told
it's nostalgic.
I've been told that I think the F-35 or whatever you were discussing is like one of the most amazing aircrafts ever made. Like it is so dominant as far as military use.
It is unlike anything. The maneuvering capabilities on it. The engine can completely gimbal, like turn right side up, so it can take off straight up if it has to. It can do acrobatics in the air that I never thought was possible. It's you don't need a line of sight to shoot targets down. You can shoot them away down from miles away. It's the technology involved with it is.
Needless to say, if he ever wins the lottery, he's going to get one.
He's going to get one.
He's going to get one.
The lottery won't cover that. That's probably another reason why they didn't use them. You're talking about $4 billion jets. We're not going to use those as your movie prop. We'll give you the junkers out back, okay?
Take the F-18s.
The F-18s, which are amazing aircraft in their own right, those are the Navy's jalopies.
You can have all those you want.
Mm-hmm.
Crash them all, we don't care.
We're just going to throw them away.
All right. Well, anyways, great week, by the way. Sounds very interesting. My week, I
didn't actually hear my week other than just that
I,
one part.
I was going to go.
I got it.
Yeah.
You were commenting on my week, I thought, and I haven't given my week.
I was pointing to JP, not you. Quit thinking everything's always about you, Jeremy Joseph. Jesus Christ.
Is it? No, Jeremy Joseph.
Yeah.
Not Jesus Christ.
Okay, fine. But anyways, I had a very eventful week. Obviously, we had Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I mix up Memorial Day and Labor Day all the fucking time, and I apologize for that.
They're definitely not the same.
No, they're definitely not.
Memorial Day is in May.
Okay.
Fair. M-M.
Okay. I'll remember it. When's Labor Day?
That's in September.
Okay. All right. Cool. Anyways.
No, barbecue for both.
Yeah. I actually went golfing quite a bit. I went golfing with my wife on Saturday.
Way to remember those who have fallen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a good time with my wife. I actually spent a lot of time with my wife. I haven't been able to do, you know, spend very much time with her just for whatever reasons for the last couple of weeks. And so I made it a point that if we're going to, you know, have a weekend to, you know, remember the troops and stuff like that, I'm going to try to hang out with my wife, you know, because those things kind of relate.
Sure.
But anyways, played golf with my wife and then decided to play golf with a buddy on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we drank entirely way too much alcohol to the point where I was hungover so bad that we normally record this show or this episode on a Monday. Mm-hmm. I fucking didn't recover at all until today. So,
yeah, I sure did appreciate scheduling my day off to do this and then not getting to do that because you were too fucking hungover. Yeah, that really made my day worth it.
I'm so sorry. I love you.
I couldn't even properly remember the troops because I was going to do it through podcast.
Okay.
Well, you should have went out and played golf.
Yeah.
I sure should have.
Like any normal American.
Yeah. I also did watch Obi-Wan, which has come out on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. There's only been two episodes, but so far, I like it. I really, mm-hmm. I really fucking like it. I think it's. I'm hoping it's got. What is that one bitch that is in charge of Star Wars that I can't fucking stand?
Like Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. And then the other guy who I really like. What's his name? The other
JP. As far as I can tell, he's the only one willing to fuck you in this room.
No, he was the writer for Mandalorian.
Let's not put words in my
mouth. Oh, Jon Favreau.
Yeah, Jon Favreau. By any chance, is he in charge of this one? Do you know?
I don't know. Okay. Actually.
Because, yeah, but, he's much better.
Yeah.
I also, while we're sitting here, we're recording this episode, we are watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. We are watching hockey for the very first time of since doing this show.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep.
Go Avs.
I legitimately watched my very first hockey game from puck drop to the final buzzer. What day was that? I think that was what?
How in the fuck should I know?
I was talking to JP because he knows what
game
I'm
talking
about.
Why the fuck would he know?
I say I'm a St. Louis Blues fan. That's just because I'm a St. Louis everything fan. So I was rooting for the Blues against the Avalanche, and it was a fucking barn burner. It was like it ended up in overtime.
Four and they to five. Won it in overtime. Yeah,
that's fucking great.
They had all the momentum at that point. I hated it.
It's awesome, but
it was a great game though.
It doesn't matter. They lost, and so well, now we're
as they were going to from the very beginning. But it's nice that they gave everybody a show.
Yeah,
that's I don't know a lot about hockey in postseason when they go to overtime. Mm-hmm. If will they go to a shootout then after the overtime?
Not in the playoffs.
Okay.
They'll just keep playing until somebody wins.
They don't even go the full period.
No, sudden death.
Sudden death till somebody wins, yep. And they'll go period after period after period.
So just my wife.
I was going to say something like
give me
that,
a rim shot for that.
Cheers and a rim shot. We got it all.
But yeah, that was pretty much my week, so had fun. Mm-hmm. How about you, Jeremy?
I didn't do none.
You saw Top Gun, motherfucker.
I sure did. I worked on Saturday, which sucked, so I only got a standard two-day weekend. But I did get some nice overtime out of it. Other than that, did a little yard work, too.
Very it's nice boring that you have shit. A yard.
It sure is, man. You should get one. You should get one. Plant one out in front of your car.
Good for you.
You're going to want to get some good string trimmer to get around those tires. It's
so fucked up.
It sure is. I feel bad about saying it, yet I don't. Let's see. Other than that, mostly just watched a lot of TV. I also watched Kenobi.
Yeah.
Liked it. It's interesting so far. Here's one thing that I cannot stand about anything that has little kids in it with a chase scene where the adults who chase her just lumber after her when they could so easily just walk up. Yeah. They could walk faster than this kid could run. Catch her! Instead, you have to just...
Edmonton.
Yeah, St. Louis. Edmonton. Well, that would be cheating if St. Louis scored a goal in this because they just jumped on the ice then.
Yep.
Let's see. I watched another movie. We rented it, pay-per-view. Belfast?
Mm.
Have you guys heard of this?
No.
It was nominated for an Academy Award. I don't think it won.
That doesn't Best mean Picture. Shit.
Okay. It was not what I thought it was going to be. It takes place in Northern Ireland in the 60s and 70s, which they called that, there was like this, they called it the Troubles. And it was basically Northern Ireland broke out in this huge gang war.
Nice.
That where these street thugs and shit basically used their religion.
Were the Sons of Anarchy there?
Yeah, they were.
No, this was a little before. This is what led to.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, it was like, it was basically a glorified turf war where they used, whether they were Catholic or Protestant, to justify the violence that they were doing.
Huh.
And I thought that the movie was going to focus.
I know all about that.
On that. What?
I know all about that, as about, just from experience. People using their religion to force violence upon me.
Oh. Oh, there you go.
Being a gay man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Priest.
Yeah.
Priest really gave it to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't look at me like that, goddammit.
I mean, Scotty knows.
You fucking asshole.
Goal abs, tied it up.
But we also are...
Already. Wow.
Yeah. Did you want to talk... I guess, are you done or you...
No, oh, okay. No. I got a couple other things I watched.
Spectacular. Can't wait to hear.
But no, this movie, I thought it would really like talk, you know, really portray the violence and everything that was going on. No, it's just about this dumb fucking family and how their life was while this shit was kind of going on in the background.
Cool.
Yeah, mostly focuses on this stupid little kid that, you know, just kind of loves his grandparents and he just hangs out. That's it.
Great.
I'm definitely.
They didn't want to move to Australia. That's the big like struggle in the movie.
Oh,
but
scared of kangaroos,
it's,
huh?
It's in black and white, so it's extra artsy.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, just so not what I thought it was going to be. I'm not saying it was a bad movie; just disappointed me because it's not what I thought it was going to be. And then my wife and I started watching Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime.
Uh-huh.
With John Krasinski.
Uh-huh.
We're about, I think we're 7 episodes into the first season, and it is fucking outstanding.
Yep,
it was good. Absolutely outstanding so far.
You're a little bit late to the party. That's been out for a while.
I know that, okay. But you know, we're very busy people. We got a lot of other things to watch.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I got reviews to give. People are counting on me.
Yeah, it's true.
And so, yeah. Other than that, I guess take off the character here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
There's something we need to address, I guess, or sure. Don't have to, but we're going to. And then we're not going to address this anymore.
Ever again.
Yeah. So anyways, we get a lot of negative comments and shit all the time from people. Ever since we've been on TikTok, we get a lot of negative comments all the time. And most of them are from people who just cruise social media looking for something to be offended about. And, you know, we check into their profile and these are just virtue signalers. And we hate these people. And we hate cancel culture. We hate all that kind of shit. And so that's really kind of been a double-edged sword for us because it kind of like fueled us to push boundaries and do what we can to piss those people off. But at the same time, it kind of desensitized us to a lot of the negative feedback that we get because we just dismiss it. And when we released our video of the Make-A-Wish joke that JP started by so rudely saying that anybody who opposes Make-A-Wish is a dick. When we started getting negative feedback, we just dismissed it as we normally would. And it didn't help their case that a lot of their stuff was filled with insults and threats, which kind of ensures we're not going to have a productive exchange. So anyways, we did get turned on to this group. It's called Battlecorn Care Packages. And this last Friday, we spoke with the couple who runs it, Curtis and Trish Valaire. And we did a live stream on Friday, right?
Yep.
It was Friday, yeah. And we got to listen to their horrific, just tragic story. It was heartbreaking to say the least, and it was eye-opening. And as we got to listening to it, it really started to dawn, at least on me, and I think you too, that the negative comments we were getting this time were not the same Karens and trolls and, you know, snowflakes who can't take a joke. These were people who have been through something so horrific and cruel that I can't really fit my head around it. And they were angry, to say the least. And, you know, we were kind of patted by the fact that we were getting a lot of positive feedback on it. And so we just kind of either ignored them or in some cases even pushed back like I did last week. But these were not, as I called them last week, the same humorless twats that that we normally get. And so basically, out of respect for them, even though my joke was meant to be ironic and sarcastic and, you know, done to be absurd, they're basically so broken and shattered that they can't see that. And so out of respect to them, we've chosen to take that video down. And we ask that anybody who's made a duet of it and shared it, you know, to support us, if you would please take that down too. I want to make it very clear, they didn't ask us to do that. We're doing that on our own. We're not caving into this. We're not giving into Antifa's, you know, big, you know, agenda here or anything like that. They kind of helped us see that we should not have posted it on TikTok.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. It's one thing on our show to do that, where people have to come find us, and you guys are our audience. You know what we're about and the type of humor that we do. But on TikTok, it can just pop up on anybody's page. So we certainly shouldn't have put it there. Shouldn't have put it on really any social media. So we have pulled it, and we ask that you do the same. If in some way that makes you lose respect for us, then you want to write into us. I'll tell you right now, you could save some time. I'll give you our response. The same button you use to subscribe with us will also unsubscribe you. So we're still going to continue to be inappropriate and offensive and push boundaries. We're just going to stay off that subject for sure.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say back. Back to the funny. I think we can all put the blame exactly where it belongs, on Derek.
Exactly.
If he was here,
that would have never happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
He would have just gone on. He wouldn't have challenged me to be a dick.
Yep.
No.
But again, if you haven't already, please go and check them out. It's at battlecorncarepackages.com. Mm-hmm. They have an event that's coming up, and they're trying to raise $25,000 for childhood cancer research. So do check them out at battlecorncarepackages.com. It's the Gold Tie Gala 2022. Please do whatever you can to help. We sincerely do appreciate that, and just the fact that they're getting donations from people that are coming from us, that means a lot to us, and shows them that we're not big fucking mm-hmm. pricks as well. So thank you for doing that.
Which I wouldn't blame them if they thought that.
Yeah.
You kind of tell in that live stream that they were kind of fighting the urge to come through the screen and tear our heads off.
Oh, for sure.
Which I don't blame them for. Yeah. But I would probably let them mm-hmm. if they could have.
But anyways, moving back to funny.
God. Let's do funny shit.
Yeah, but we do have to give a. Or are you got any more shit you want to talk about over your week?
Did you watch anything else, Jeremy?
did you watch?
Yeah, let me get back to my week after going through that. Okay,
give me the TV guide now. Anyways, before we move on to the fun parts of this show, we're gonna give a shout out to our sponsor, which is Manscaped.com. That is JP's favorite company, I think. I absolutely love
the company.
Manscaped.com makes excellent products to help you shave your balls.
And who doesn't love a good set of shaved balls? I can't think of anyone.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I had to have a choice, would I prefer shaved or unshaved balls in my mouth?
Shaved, for sure.
Every time.
Yep.
But yeah, you should check out manscaped.com. They have excellent products like the Lawnmower 4.0. That's the one that helps you shave your nuts and butthole. They also have other products as well. They have cologne that's called Refined that gets all the chick. And you know what? Fuck it. Maybe it gets the dudes too. I have no idea. Does it smell good to you?
I prefer all natural.
Oh, okay, fair.
Myself, fair. But like, yeah,
no deodorant even.
Right.
Yes.
Just stinky pits. Just,
so, sweaty balls.
So in other words, if you're not the gay guy and you're looking to, you know, impress chicks, this cologne is fucking great. But they have other products as well. They have the weed whacker that helps with your nose hair, your ear hair. That's very important. The older you get. And then they've got a manicure kit. They've got all kinds.
My favorite.
Yeah, the shears.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My favorite, the ball toner.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I don't use it on my balls, but I do put a little swipe here, and just a little bit on the cheeks, and it'll keep you tight.
I put it in my printer before I Xerox my balls.
Smart. Smart. That way you get that good contrast.
That's right. But now that it's starting to get muggy and hot here, especially in Kansas, they also have the ball deodorant, which is very important for right around now, especially if you think that there's a possibility that you could be getting some action a little bit later. You don't want your nuts smelling like shit. So check them out at manscaped.com for all those products. Any product that you order, if you use the promo code SIDELINES, you get 20% off of that order and free shipping. And if you use the promo code JP,
I will come to your house and help you use the products.
That's right. But check them out at manscaped.com. We sincerely do appreciate them. That also, when you use that promo code, it lets them know that, you know, we sent you, and we're reading every single commercial word for word.
I'm going to put that ball deodorant to the test this summer.
Okay.
You're talking about, like, immovable object versus irresistible force here. Because, dude, my nuts put off some funk when I've been sweating. Yeah. Like you would not believe. But JP prefers it on natural.
Well, not yours. It sounds okay. Like that was a bad choice. Maybe you ought to use the deodorant.
Boy, I was going to bottle that fragrance.
No, I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Okay.
Maybe Manscaped will think differently. I mailed it to him.
That's you mailed it already.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Well, getting to the news / sports for this week. Unfortunately, we had a gentleman pass away, Ray Liotta. I don't know. I mean, he was mainly famous, I think, for Goodfellas and 8 Men Out. No, not 8 Men Out.
8 Men Out. Not 8 Men Out.
That was the film
I did. That was right. That was exactly. Yeah. No,
what? No, that was 8 Men In.
Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, yes.
He played Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
But that is not the movie that I remember Ray Liotta from. You know how fucking stupid my ass is?
Pretty goddamn, yeah.
Oh, no. Wait till you get this.
Jesus Christ, let's go.
The movie that immediately, like, I think of Ray Liotta being such a huge part, at least are the movies that I watched, Operation Dumbo Drop. That is the movie that I think of Ray Liotta.
Have you ever seen Operation Dumbo Drop, Jeremy?
I have actively avoided it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Operation Dumbo Drop.
I know of it. Danny Glover, right?
Yep, Danny Glover. And there's a Vietnamese kid that I don't know.
I'm going to guess it was Dat Phan.
No, it wasn't. It was a completely different one.
Comedian Dat Phan.
And they ended up having to go and get an elephant in some village outside of somewhere in Vietnam, and they had to drop it out of a fucking plane. That's why they called it that.
All right. Well,
based on a true story.
Based on a true
story. I feel like story. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And by based on a true story, you mean that they have airplanes and there are elephants.
And there are elephants.
It's based on a true story, like Cool Runnings was based on a true story. Yes.
That is 100%.
Jamaica exists, and there is also bobsledding, and the two kind of met once. And other than that, there's nothing true about that.
That is 100%.
And John Candy exists.
That's right.
He wasn't Dumbo in this, was he?
No, he was not. Yeah. All right. But moving on.
Please.
Yes.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Why did you have to bring up Ray Liotta? Was he important to the show?
Yeah.
I don't recall a lot of Ray Liotta references. I can make some if you'd like, but sure.
I don't know. I liked him, and I still like that movie, too.
Can I give you my favorite?
Do you have a copy? Be honest, man. You have a copy, and you know where it's at.
It's got to be on VHS.
No, it's on DVD, and it's upstairs. I purchased that movie on Amazon, like, maybe 4 or 5 years ago just to watch it again.
I like to think that if you were to put it in your PS5, that Sony has programmed that thing to self-destruct. Just
cut a groove right in the middle of it.
This guy doesn't deserve me.
Yeah.
You're done.
You're probably right. But moving on to, we got some football news while it's in the off season. They have announced Patrick and Brittany Mahomes are going to have a second child. So now he is tied down to that psycho bitch squared. In fact,
you really are using a loose definition of the word football news.
Yeah.
Hey, you know. It's Patrick Mahomes, man. You gotta.
That's great and all, and you'd think he'd be smarter after the first time.
No shit.
But nope, she must have got him again.
I think this relationship. I'm not even joking.
He obviously prefers bareback.
Probably. But I
who
really,
doesn't?
Yeah.
I who mean, wants honestly, to wear a condom? Yeah, it's like trying to fuck with a wool sock on your dick.
Yeah.
I like the feeling of sex. I don't just like the motions.
Right. But to me, this is like. I mean, do you think he really loves her? Do you think so? Patrick Mahomes?
There's got to be something we don't see.
That's what I'm saying.
Of course he loves her, bro.
Bullshit.
No.
Bullshit.
Dude.
This is some Johnny Depp and Amber Heard bullshit.
Dude, he has so much money and fame, and he could have anybody he wants.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah, he could.
So he must love her.
No.
But I think she got her claws into him before he got all that money.
It's like that episode of It's Always Sunny where they identify with the McPoyles.
I don't know. I never watched that show.
I don't follow the story enough. I've seen episodes, but
yeah. It's, yeah.
Look at that sweaty crack right there.
Yeah, look at that. No.
Is that just discolored?
It's just discolored.
Seam. Okay.
Yeah. You're gonna
you don't watch It's Always Sunny?
No.
I don't think I can do your show.
That's okay. You don't have to.
It's too late now. I'm already
same
here.
Button that you use to subscribe will also unsubscribe you. I made that very clear.
That's right. But yeah, I honestly think that relationship will be ended a lot faster than you think. I really do. That's my guess.
Or it will just be a completely utilitarian relationship like Tiger and... What's her name?
Yeah, agreed.
he's getting his puss everywhere else. Right. Just throws it into her from time to time when he wants a baby.
Yeah, yeah. Will Smith and what's her bitch ass? God, she's a cunt too. What's her name?
Jada
Pinkett. Fuck, she's a bitch. Okay.
What makes you say that? The fact that she's a bitch?
Sorry. Should I have used cunt? I should have used cunt. I apologize.
I think you might have used it as well.
Okay. Whatever. But anyways.
She's a bitch by cunt standards.
Right? And that's bad.
Yeah,
that's
bad. Cunts call her a bitch.
Right. Okay. Uh-huh. Next thing. Tom Brady's salary cap hit this year at $11.9 million. Ironically, so did Jared Goff's at $31.2 million. This is why I love Tom Brady. I hope he wins the Super Bowl, and this is his last year.
Again, folks, go back to episode one of this very podcast when it was called Unfiltered Sportscast.
Yep.
And you will hear Scotty proclaim his undying hatred.
I've changed my tune, man.
Jared Goff doesn't have a wife that has more money than he does. So
yeah, this is true.
He's probably trying to make that money.
He doesn't have a $1 billion business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably right.
Maybe later on in his career, Jared Goff will...
You said it right. Goffel. Yeah. Goffel. He is fucking Goffel. Mm-hmm. Next one.
Huh?
Aaron Donald is having talks with the Los Angeles Rams. I apologize. He actually made the quote because they're trying to discuss his contract. And he says, I don't need to play football to be fine. I'm at peace. So if that guy retires, which he very well could, do you think the Rams are going to be that good without that guy?
They'll find somebody to fill in. I mean, they're not obviously going to be as good, obviously, but there's somebody. They'll get somebody that'll go there and play with them. And
yeah,
but I mean, they. I mean,
he's a superstar, dude.
He is a superstar, and you know it sucks to lose him. But look, man, every kid that comes on that field next is just so much better than the previous years. And I mean, they don't train in several sports anymore. When you're a kid and you start peewee football, that's all you play now. You don't get to play everything. You concentrate on football year round. You want to be the best. And it shows. I mean, look at Patrick Mahomes. That kid.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
He's a stud.
He's amazing, man.
Yeah. Senior.
He's amazing.
Yeah, senior or junior?
The old man?
Junior.
Okay. Whatever.
Senior was pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
I did want to announce, even though I don't really watch the NBA, but the NBA Finals.
Do I not get to chime in on this?
Oh, no, you do. I'm sorry.
And you didn't either, which we're all grateful for.
Yeah.
I honestly think that this is actually a ploy. He's trying to get out of training camp.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think. This wouldn't be the first time that star players who know they've got their starting position locked up, who don't need training camp, they do shit like this all the time.
Okay. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, too. But I was going to announce that, obviously, with us not watching basketball, but the NBA Finals are set. We've got the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. Both JP and myself were wrong because we said Mavericks.
So I guess I was right then?
Yeah, you were.
Who did I say? Birmingham?
Birmingham. They're still in it.
They are. Yeah. Well, they sure haven't been eliminated, I can tell you that.
That's true.
I'm going to jump on the Birmingham.
They haven't lost a game yet.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I have watched a little bit as far as the highlights go, but who do you got, Boston or Golden State? Because this is actually, I think, the best matchup that we could ask for of the teams that were remaining.
I'll have to take your word for it because I don't watch it.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say this is Golden State. And I think Steph Curry wins his fourth.
Yeah. So. This is definitely Golden State, and I'll tell you why. Of the three that they have not, or that they have won so far, Steph Curry has not yet won MVP.
Oh, so he has to get one.
So he's got to get one. And when he gets his mind set on something, he's the most dangerous guy in the NBA.
Okay. I'd say that's true.
And I say that with no real expertise whatsoever, but I know he's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you look like you were going to say something. But anyways, I also did want to make the comment. Did you know?
Yeah,
that the, I did. The least,
so just shut it.
The least watched NFL game of this last season was the Raiders against the Browns in Week 15 with 5.86 million viewers. The most popular or most watched NBA game so far this year was, I believe, LeBron. Yeah, it was LeBron against the Nets during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
At 5.75 million viewers. That is still less than the least watched football game. And so if you think, oh, why don't you guys watch NBA? Because nobody else fucking does. That's why.
So well, it's not a fair comparison. Yeah. There's 17 NFL games, one a week. So each one is a spectacle unto itself. Whereas much like in Major League Baseball games, there's just so goddamn many of them. Most that's people. True. And so many people, so many teams make the postseason that most people just really don't even give a fuck until playoff time.
That's probably fair.
It's very fair. It's more than fair. I'm giving too much there.
How is how's your Royals doing over there?
Oh, boy, they sure are getting to the stadium sometimes.
They sure are.
Yeah. Boy, it's there was actual hope for them to be at least contend to be a winning team this year.
Yeah.
There's so many things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can really put their finger on exactly what it is. Witt's finally starting to come around. Salvi can't seem to stay healthy. But when he is in there, he's actually productive. I think everybody expected Bobby Witt Jr. to come in and just be like the next George Brett or something. And that's just too much to put on a guy. He's very good, but I don't know that he's like a future Hall of Famer or anything.
Sure, okay.
But pitching has been so inconsistent, especially starting pitching, and then the relievers haven't been much better.
Nice. Well, like Cardinals.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
not for a Royals fan, well, it's not.
I know, but I'm not a Royals fan. I'm a Cardinals fan.
Well, they're not getting in your way, are they?
No, they're not. But I just know that Goldschmidt's on fucking fire. I've tried to watch as many games as I possibly could, but it's, you know, it's baseball
season. You don't mean literally, do you?
No, figure. Because
that seems very uncaring of you to just be doing a podcast when you know a guy's on fire.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But anyways, that is all the sports stuff that I have for this week. Now we get to move on to the fun stuff as we are watching the NHL playoffs. Yeah, let's have some fun here. We're going to start off with real shit or horse shit. And while JP sits here and goes ape shit over the Avalanche scoring another goal. Not really. You're pretty. I'm pretty impressed with you, actually. But no, first one, real shit or horse shit. If I am using a shopping cart, I will sometimes push it really fast and stand up on the bar as if I am bobsledding.
Real shit.
You're goddamn right.
And
this
if
is real
you don't
shit.
Do it, then fuck off. Nobody likes you.
That's
you're no fun.
Right. That's right.
And
fuck yeah,
you're
you
fucking
do.
Too old.
Absolutely. Fuck yeah, you do this. I don't care how old you are. You're going to do this forever. As long for as sure. they have shopping carts, you are doing this. Yep. And it's so much fun, especially when you're like out going to the car and there's kind of a little slope. Oh you
yeah.
ride that
you
motherfucker.
You got to ride it. Mm-hmm. You got to ride the slope.
Yep. How about you, Jeremy?
You're right. It does not matter how old you are. It does, however, matter how fat you are. I am not at all capable of doing this anymore. And so instead, I just steer the cart around like it's a race car and I like drift around the corners and shit with it, or just to really like piss my wife off because I never go to the grocery store without her. While the cart has stuff in it, pick it up and carry it behind her. And she's just like, what are you doing? I got the cart. You told me to take care of the cart, so I am.
Great.
And then when she gets, she's like, put it down. I just throw it.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Right into the fucking cup of noodles.
Yep. Next one. Real shit or horse shit. If I plug something in and it doesn't work, I beat the crap out of it to see if that helps.
Yeah.
I mean, real shit. Not everything, but a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Not everything, but yeah. lot of stuff.
I mean, I just was remembering like the older TVs, and you plug it in and something wasn't right.
Nintendo,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many times I hit my Nintendo.
Is that where you got your affinity for blowing?
Yeah.
Is Nintendo?
Absolutely. Yeah,
for sure.
You know that absolutely made no difference?
No,
it didn't. Just so you know.
It made you feel better.
It made me feel good. Yeah. When it worked after I blew in it, forget it. I knew I was a pro then.
I've watched a lot of videos about Nintendo's, like people like fixing them up and shit. They open them up. There's nothing to those fucking things. There's one circuit board and just a lot of empty space.
Mm-hmm.
They open up the cartridges, they're just a little tiny circuit board in there. Can do it without that fucking cartridge outside if you take it apart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you can. Next one.
Huh.
Real shit or horse shit?
Oh, do I not get to answer?
Oh, I thought you did.
I didn't.
Fuck,
I was busy talking Nintendo.
It's like you pissed
no
him.
Shit.
Did you piss him off?
Yeah, man? I guess. People started talking Nintendo since, like, I know Japanese stuff. And so, yeah. Fun fact about Nintendo. Do you know that they are, like, one of the oldest companies on Earth? They started making playing cards. They're like 200 some years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
There you go. Now you do. There
you go. See, thank God you let him talk.
No shit. Nick, where's Justin Nunley when you need him?
Yeah. It's actually beating the shit out of something is always the second thing I do. There's one thing that seems to solve a lot of problems for some reason. Pull the plug out, turn it over, and plug it back in. For some reason, that shit works. If it's not a three-prong plug in, of course. Yeah. Otherwise, turning it over will just confuse it.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
All right, fair enough. Next one, real shit or horse shit. If I decide I actually don't want something that is already in my shopping cart, I will go back to where I found it and put it back.
Oh, nobody does that.
What?
Dude, I don't give a shit if it's ice cream. I'm putting it back with the bottled water if that's where I happen to be, and I decide I don't want that flavor of ice cream. Breyer shouldn't have fucked up and made that ice cream that made me want to put it back.
I honestly don't like you people. So I
what do
go,
you mean you people?
I mean the people that
I think
threw
you in there with me.
No, the people that don't go and put it back. Like,
go. Do you face it up too?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I front everything.
You're great.
I'm one of those people. I care about the workers and stuff. Like I feel bad.
Yeah, trying to work them out of a job.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's your job, just like putting the cart back.
That's right.
No, I go all the way back there and put up the wrong spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, right. Well, now little Ronnie doesn't have a job.
Okay.
Now they fire little Ronnie, who was 15 years old and can't do anything else and saving money for college. Yeah. Now he's not going to go to college. He's going to end up like you and just dumb for the rest of his life. And all because you wanted to put your spaghetti sauce back.
I don't know if you remember the pandemic, Scotty, but those people are heroes.
No, is that right? Yeah, we are. Well, sorry.
No, not you people. The grocery store workers.
The worker, the people you're taking the job away from.
Sorry, Ronnie.
People who risk life and limb,
Ronnie.
Getting a bad cold to, stock shelves.
Oh, well, sorry, Ronnie. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next one.
Do I still not get?
You gotta admit, I did that one on purpose.
What the fuck? What the? I'm the goddamn star of this show. Son of a bitch.
I'm just going to keep doing
it. I will not be ignored.
Why not?
I honestly don't remember the last time I put something in my cart that I didn't want. And honestly, we only put things really in our cart unless they are a necessity or unless my wife has a coupon. And we buy a lot of shit that we normally wouldn't buy because we're quote unquote saving money.
Right.
That's the way her mind works.
Oh, is your wife one of those coupon?
She's a super couponer.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Like the people that like get four carts of
shit? No. All right. She's not an extreme couponer.
Okay. All right.
She's not extreme.
She just, whenever she sees a coupon, she cuts it out and then uses that as an excuse to buy something we would otherwise never have bought and then try to convince me that we saved money by making a purchase that we normally would not have.
And 50% of the time, also, just so you know, on coupons, 50% of the time, it's the same fucking price. It's not even really on sale, just so you know.
No, it's not. Most of our coupons are like so much off.
I see.
You don't know how coupons work.
I don't.
That's why. Dumb fucking joke, Scotty.
Well, when you have as much money as Scotty,
this is true.
You don't worry about coupons.
That's right.
Swear to God, you made that statement. Now it's the worst day of my fucking life.
Okay, fine. Okay, are you done, Jeremy?
Yes, please move on.
Okay, thank you. Next one, real shit or horse shit. If my spouse calls and tells me they were in an accident, my biggest concern is the damage to the car.
Can I go first on this one?
Yes, you can.
This is real shit, because if you were hurt, you wouldn't be calling.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
This happened. My wife got into a wreck while on the phone with me once. She ran a red light, if you can imagine an Asian woman doing that. And she ran the red light, and she got, basically somebody clipped the back end of her car and spun her around. And that might be the most effective way to stop her dumb story that I've ever seen. I was happy that it actually happened. And the fact that she did keep talking, but now she's changed her story about the wreck. And I'm not talking about Derek, by the way. at least this was something interesting.
Nice. This is 100% real shit. If you are calling me, if you are able to make a phone call, you're fine. So how much damage is in the fucking car? JP?
Well, what if the call was, baby, I don't know, this is my last breath. I'm laying here in the side of a ditch. I just rolled my truck and I'm dying. And I wanted to tell you one last time I love you. You would really just be like, ah, fuck you. How's the truck?
No, you know what my response would be? New phone, who dis?
New phone, who dis?
Yeah, no, if you're like, call 911. Why are you calling me?
I'm the least helpful person here.
I'll go with real shit for the same reason.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad that we're fucking pieces of shit for people. Mm-hmm. Anyways, last one.
I mean, have you seen how hard vehicles are to come by these days?
That's true.
Jesus. Yeah. I can find a new wife anywhere.
That's right. Okay.
I mean, I attract puss like you wouldn't believe. I scream sex.
Yeah. All right. Next, last one. Real shit or horse shit, I would be okay with getting my spouse's name tattooed on my body.
I legally just am able to get a spouse, so I don't know about the whole tattoo too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Let's just take it one step at a time. I'm just getting used to being able to have a real spouse.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, I'm never going to find one. Let's be honest. Nobody's coming after me nowadays.
Oh, you don't give yourself.
I have a passenger seat, though, just in case they do.
Right. I'm going to go with, I'm very happily married. But fuck no, you idiot. So was Johnny Depp married to Amber Heard. They thought that was a good fucking idea. And eventually, bitches go crazy. So, no, absolutely fucking not.
Bitches be crazy.
That's right. And you know what? I'm even going to say this. I'm going to say that if you're going to get anyone's name tattooed on your body, it better be Jesus. That's it. Jeremy?
Are you talking Christ or the gardener?
No, yeah, the gardener.
Okay. Okay.
He's an excellent lawn guy.
Yeah,
I mean,
shit, yeah. Dude can prune rose bushes like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. How about you, Jeremy?
Okay, here's the only reason why I would be okay with it. My wife's name is only three letters long.
I knew it.
I could change it to a lot of shit. They're pretty common.
I knew those colors.
A lot of common letters. Or I could just put sucks at the bottom. Yeah, it's not going to take up too much space.
could be very inconspicuous. Yeah,
I would put it under my behind ball sack. Behind your ear. Yeah. Nobody looks there.
Yeah, but you know it's there.
I sure do.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's how I remember her all the time.
Oh, great. I'll
think about her when I'm caressing my nutsack. Freshly shaved by manscaped.com.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that was real shit or horse shit. Again, guys, if you have any suggestions for that, our Q&A is up on TikTok where you can send us those suggestions if you have any. I'm willing to have some of those. So, but now we get to growing in popularity segment. This is Bad Advice with Jeremy. This is whenever you guys get to go to our Instagram or our TikTok even and send us some situation that you are in that you want the absolute worst advice from Jeremy, and we will give you a shout out and let him answer it.
Are you going to skip me on this one too?
No, this is all you, buddy.
All right.
But anyways, we did get a gentleman that sent us a situation that he is in. This is Trey Paulding, 1323. He writes, "Dear Jeremy, I've lived in Germany now for 14 years, and this summer I'm moving to the United States."
America?
Yeah.
Okay.
"Do you have any advice on how I could adjust to life in America?"
Oh, I've got so much advice on this. Thank God you're not moving to Canada. Let me just say that right off the top. Basically, you know, you're moving to a country which is well known for its deep and rich culture. That's what everybody thinks of with America is our culture and our traditions. Basically, the whole thing to really blending in and adapting to life here is to learn some of our traditional customs in this country. So basically, let me start with when you're talking to someone, the conversation. In most cultures, it is very important to make eye contact with the person who you're having a conversation with. In America, however, it's far more important to hold eye contact with them. No matter what's happening, maintain just a stare right in their face. In fact, Americans see blinking as weakness. If there is something that you want to interject into the conversation, it's rude to just speak up. So you should take your hand out and put it on their mouth and keep it there until you're done speaking. Let's see. You want to blend in with the fashion. Americans tend to wear socks outside their shoes, and then they wear plastic bags over them to protect the socks. In restaurants, when you're being seated by the host or hostess, it is totally acceptable to take food off people's plates as you're walking by. This lets them know that you really do approve of their choices. Also, when you're in those restaurants, the wait staff likes to be referred to as grub monkeys. Oh, God. Americans love bicycles. So anytime somebody ever asks you, "How are you doing?" your job is to respond emphatically by telling them how many bicycles you've seen that day. You know, and they're like, "So what's going on?" 37! And if you go a full day without seeing a bicycle, that's what's known as a shit cycle. And that's how you need to respond if you haven't seen one. If you're speaking to elders, especially men, address them as shmush. Shmush. Unless you're speaking to someone of great importance, then address them as super shmush. And don't stop until they tell you you don't have to. Always carry a switchblade comb and a scabbard on your belt. And if you see somebody having a bad hair day, just walk up to them and start brushing their hair. You can endear yourself to your neighbors by bringing them some sort of a baked good, like a pie or a cake. But just before you hand it to them, reach your hand into it and take a bite out of it just so they know it's not been poisoned. Keep some loose jelly beans in your pocket. That way, if you see somebody you want to meet, you want to hide one in your palm and pass it to them in the form of a handshake. Once they've discovered what you've done, just wink and nod at them. Also, when it comes to handshakes, no handshake should last any less than 45 seconds. 60 to 90 seconds really is considered optimal. We kind of have a standard agreement between Americans that... if you're ever out and about and you need to use the restroom, it is totally okay to just knock on somebody's door and tell them that you need to go. They'll be more than happy to let you in. And just remember, though, that that's a two-way street. So if it's the middle of the night and somebody knocks on your door, they probably just need to use the can. Go ahead and let them in. If you're using a taxi or a rideshare service, it's always polite to offer to drive. And in fact, insist. The more hostile that you get about it, the more they appreciate it. If you see somebody walking with a half-empty drink, it's totally okay to slap it out of their hand so they don't have to feel bad about going to get a fresh one. And last but not least, never ever leave a conversation without asking very interestedly about that person's weekly, monthly, or yearly salary. If you can just keep all these things straight, dude, you're going to fit in just fine. That's my advice.
God, welcome to America.
That is bad advice.
I know.
You That's got a segment.
Do you have any? Do you have any to give this kid advice about coming here? I think that.
How old is he?
I don't know.
We don't know. But he's been in Germany for 14 years.
Yeah.
So we're going to assume he's been somewhere else for at least seven.
The speed limit signs when you're driving, that is the maximum speed you can go. You actually need to go 10 miles an hour below that. That's,
That's a lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people don't know that.
Coming from a different country.
It's considered polite.
Yeah. Courteous. Right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, that is bad advice. Thank you again to Trey Paulding. We really do appreciate that. Welcome to America. Yeah. Uh-huh. Have a good time. So now we get to move on to our next segment. This is overrated or underrated. Again, guys, if you have any suggestions, send them in to us at Laughing the Sidelines on our TikTok or on our Instagram. And my goodness, we've got some fan suggestions this week. See how good they did. All right. We're going to start with this one. First one is from Bad and Bearded 87. He wants to know, overrated or underrated, watching a parent struggling to deal with a screaming toddler at Walmart.
Overrated.
Who's going first?
JP.
Overrated.
I was maintaining eye contact.
Like you should. Overrated?
That's the first time anybody put their hand near my mouth.
Sure. Really?
Okay. That was a different experience.
Yeah. Why overrated? Why? Why do you think it's
overrated? Because fucking kids. That's why. Fuck them. Fuck them all. And you shouldn't be taking them to Walmart in the first place. Leave them the fuck at home. I hate kids.
I know. I don't like them either. But no, I'm also going to agree with JP on this. It is way overrated. In fact, I am going to stare at that mom or parent. And I'm just going to just burn a laser through the back of their fucking skull.
Oh, I'll throw shit at them. I'll just open up a pack of Oreos and just start fucking chucking Oreos. Your
fucking
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, man.
Jesus. And screaming kids, dude. That's the worst. People that take them to the fucking restaurant. Oh, God, rot in hell. Jeremy, Joseph, go ahead.
I am going to say that this is underrated. And I'll tell you why. In this day and age, it's because we're talking about them struggling with it. It's nice to at least see them trying.
Oh, it's true.
You have to try to struggle. I see too often where a toddler is just throwing a fit and the parents are just like, well, he's having a bad day. So thanks for ruining everybody else's. I'm just trying to buy bread and carry my cart around. Use coupons.
Use coupons. All right, next one. This is from Matt Shelton 92. He wants to know, overrated or underrated, getting completely naked to take a shit.
I mean, can I watch him take a shit?
No.
It sounds good to me. I like it. And I'm going to say it is underrated. I think more people should do it, especially people with windows in their house.
Okay. No, this is overrated. I recently have found out people do this. And it's not like like you're getting ready to take a shower or you just got out of the shower. No, they go to like places and hang up. There's a hanger on the back of a public stall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that works with that. He gets completely butt ass naked and puts all of his clothes up on that fucking hanger. That's supposed to be there for a coat.
Well, then you grab those clothes and you just fucking walk out of the bathroom.
What's he going to do? He's shitting.
Oh, believe me, we're trying. Busy. Now that we know whenever he goes bathroom.
Yeah, you just reach over there, yep, grab the shit and walk
exactly
out.
Exactly right.
And he won't do that again.
Yeah.
Because he'll be fired.
Yeah, overrated. How about you, Jeremy?
Oh, I will do this for sure. It's okay. At home? Yeah. yeah. I mean, it's never really difficult because if I'm not getting ready to take a shower, chances are I'm in pajamas or shorts, so it's not tough to do.
Yeah.
Under most any circumstance, a shirt comes off, even if I'm in public. Not if it's like a, if it's a nice private, like single room facility.
A single room facility.
Well,
as long as it's nice, private, yeah, single room facility. None of these double shitters that you're always running into.
Yeah, no.
Where you have to hold hands, yeah, while you take a shit.
Oh, you guys don't do a back-to-back?
No.
Oh, come on now. Then I'll keep my shirt on for that because, yeah, I just don't. Rubbing shoulders is gross. But no, that's like, I guess a single stall room, one that doesn't have multiple stalls.
Yeah, like hey, quick trip back.
Dude, you're about to be homeless. You wish you had a room like that size. Yeah.
That's probably where I'm going to end up is the quick trip bathroom.
Why not? True. You can earn some cigarette money and all kinds of shit.
Life will be all right.
Take your fucking shirt off.
Yeah, take your shirt off. Stay well.
Jeez. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Next one. This is coming from Brian Saz 623. He wants to know, overrated or underrated, a good piss after a long drive.
That means something completely different to me. And I'm going to go with underrated. And I'm just going to leave that there.
Yeah, you should. I don't want to know.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Good piss after a long drive, Jeremy.
I get that you're making an innuendo. I'm just struggling to
put it together.
I knew you guys were some sick fucks, but I didn't realize piss was involved. So anyways,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess if I have to piss, it's great to piss. I don't really, pissing when I don't have to seems like a waste of time, especially at my age. Nothing's coming out that ain't pretty well under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to say it's rated.
It's rated. No, this is way, way underrated. If you have ever been on a road trip and you pass like a town and then you end up having to go to the bathroom in between towns, and Kansas is very spread out, by the way, right?
Which is why you pull your car over and piss on the side of the highway.
No, you
like
can't.
Any normal
no.
person.
No, you got
to. You know how to get away with that?
Yeah.
Go out front of the car, lift the hood. People think you're working on it. You just
piss right in the radiator.
or on it, or just on the ground, I guess.
Yeah.
You're always trying to stick your dick where it shouldn't go. Like radiators and butts.
Right. Oh, shit. It's way underrated, especially if you, like I said, passed that small town, didn't see the gas station, and then so you've got to go so fucking bad. Oh, that.
If you
that
have to go so bad, you don't have an empty bottle in the car, bro?
No.
An empty cup?
No.
Something?
Yeah, how'd you get to have to go so bad?
I guess you could. Maybe it's a can. It's a can.
Well, oh, that just got to be careful. Yeah. Don't cut your penis on the lip.
That's what I'm saying.
You'll be all right.
Those of us who are experienced have developed a case of tough cock. Leather cock.
Leathercock, okay. That's your new nickname, Jeremy.
I like to think it always was.
Yeah, Leathercock. Mm-hmm. All right. Whew. All right. Jeremy?
What's up?
Oh, you did.
I thought I did it already, but mm-hmm. I'll do it again.
Now he wants you to do it twice.
Yeah,
it's
rated.
Before he wouldn't let you do
no
it at
shit.
All.
You got to fill time, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. This is another fan suggestion. This is from Welder Meyer. He wants to know, overrated or underrated, drinking milk straight from the carton.
I mean, I don't know if it's overrated or underrated, but I mean, I'm single, so my milk's my milk, so I drink it from the carton if I want to. But if I was like in a house with roommates and my roommate mm-hmm. grabbed my milk and drank it out of the carton, mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of gross.
Yeah. It's way overrated for me. Why? Because it's fucking milk. I don't care where you drink it. It belongs in cereal. That's fucking it. And making Kraft macaroni and cheese. You got to have
it. What about a chocolate milk, Scotty?
Yeah. Nope. Love chocolate milk.
No, yeah. You're kind of
I'm weird.
Offended by sweets.
No.
And chocolate.
Just chocolate.
And cake.
I love Skittles and Smarties and Sweet Tarts and all that shit.
So all the shit that most like trick-or-treaters throw away.
Yeah.
That's what Scotty's
bottle
after.
Caps. Bottle caps are fucking awesome.
Bottle caps are good, especially the root beer ones.
How about white chocolate, Scotty? Do you like white chocolate?
He was a good basketball
player. With cream filling?
Is white chocolate okay?
White chocolate was an excellent basketball player. Mm-hmm. He really was.
Don't dodge the fucking subject. Do you or do you not want JP to fuck you?
No, I don't. I don't.
Which one?
No. Either one. No.
Okay.
Who's next? Jeremy?
Me. Yeah. Go ahead and skip me. I think it's overrated. Get a fucking glass, dude. It washes itself. I have experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
I put them in the sink. They're washed.
Yeah.
Again, I don't have that luxury.
You don't have a dish fairy?
I don't have a sink in my car.
Oh, good point. Radiator.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
There you go.
It's full of piss. And
you know who does have a sink, though, that you can use? That single bathroom at Quick Trip.
The single room.
Yeah, that single room that you
really
can go
to. Nice single room.
Goddamn right. Okay, this is the last one. Overrated or underrated? People watching.
Underrated.
Fuck yeah. Is this one even close?
No. The best is when you don't drink, like because I don't drink, and going to the bar. Hands down, the best people watching ever. Ooh. Drunk people are fucking dumb. I mean, really dumb.
Really?
And easy to take advantage of.
Oh, this is so underrated. This is so fucking underrated. And I'm going to ask you, JP, you let me know if I'm anywhere near.
I'll be over here just minding my own fucking business,
and
I guess.
Jeremy,
guys.
You can chime in as well.
Nice.
We're going to skip you for this one as well.
Fine.
No, but in all seriousness, whenever you're going someplace where obviously there's a tons of people and you find yourself people watching, are you trying to put together the story of
who they
are?
Oh, I make up stories. Yeah. I make it, especially when I'm with a friend.
Oh,
I'll
like
voice over what they're saying or doing or what's going on in their day. Absolutely.
That is the best thing to do,
especially
to make up the story.
Yeah,
Fuck yeah. Yep. Underrated completely. How about you, Jeremy?
I struggle with this one.
Ooh.
Because I hate people, but I love a freak show. I really do. Mm-hmm. I don't generally do it like at bars because I'm usually one of those drunk people, and we're not dumb. No, I have some of my most brilliant philosophies then. That's why I say it really, really loud.
Mm-hmm.
But no, my favorite place is to go flea market.
Flea market's a good one.
Yeah.
Those people are flea market people. Mm-hmm. They're great. Bingo people, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck, yeah. Oh, they're we're just fun. Naming all kinds of.
Oh, there's plenty of good places to go that don't require alcohol.
Yeah, the people that
for sure.
The people that live at the Quick Trip bathroom. Those people.
What's wrong with them, man?
I don't know.
I bet you one of them could host a fucking podcast.
Yeah, I could. All right. Is that everybody? Okay, now I can move on. All right, that is overrated or underrated. Now we get to move on to questions and preguntas. Again, if you have any suggestions for these, you can send them to us. I've been finding quite a few of them on TikTok, which is at Laughing on the Sidelines on TikTok, and you can send them to us. So we've got a couple, I think. We do. We got a couple fan questions, but keep sending them our way. If we like them, we'll give you a shout-out on the show. First question, products that should not be advertised in a sexy way.
Popsicles.
Ooh, I think they should. Why not? You go from 6 to midnight watching popsicles?
Because popsicles are a kid's product, man.
That's true.
And you should not be putting popsicles up your ass on a commercial when there's kids watching. That's it's not right, Scotty.
That's a new flavor.
It's not right.
Oh, shit, Scotty. I can't believe you said that, especially what we've been through.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go toilet bowl cleaner. Yeah, I don't think you should advertise that in a sexy way. That's you're cleaning poop.
Okay.
Right? So that's sure. That's mine.
I wonder who's in charge of the button.
Well, the
Just the notion that that was some kind of a zinger.
Right.
Yeah, that 5 seconds late.
Clears that up. Scotty's definitely got the button.
That's how I get Jeremy to laugh. It's just the timing of the,
that is drumming. Without a doubt the funniest thing you have ever done. Ever.
Love it. Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
That's right. How about you, Jeremy?
I'm going to go with Q-tips.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just chicks digging in their ears, pulling out gunk. Because we all get it.
Yeah,
nobody needs to see that.
That's true. Oh, fuck. Next question. We're going to hell for this.
Uh-huh.
Next question. Blank. That's not racist.
Big black cock. That's not racist. It's a preference.
Oh, I knew it was fucking coming.
Hey!
wrong button.
Oh, wrong button. Hey, thank you. There you go. Thank you.
There you go.
Can I ask a serious question here? And I want
no
fucking around here. Seriously, guys.
Okay.
We'll stop.
African Americans make up 13% of the American population, yet make up 75% of the dildo colors. Why is that?
BBC. That's why. Also, not racist.
No, I'm not saying it is.
They're preferred, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. I put metal detecting. That's not racist. Right, Jeremy?
Did anybody think it was?
Yeah. Only white guys do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Except for the black people who do it. Why do you want to keep them out of metal detecting, Scotty?
I
You don't think they like to detect metal?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
Also, fried chicken and Kool-Aid. That's not racist. That's fucking delicious is what it is.
I didn't realize we got multiple picks.
Yeah, I did.
Black History Month. Not racist.
God damn it. Jeremy?
Gongs.
Gongs. Not racist. Not
chopsticks.
Racist. Yeah, not racist.
The utensil or the song.
I don't know about the song. Uh-huh. It seems racist to me.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
It's a little racist.
All right.
Maybe. Isn't that the same thing in like Aristocats whenever the...
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty racist.
Dragons.
Dragons are not. Yeah, no. You're right. Huh, but
9/11. Not racist.
Not racist.
No, that killed everybody.
That's true. Okay.
I never forgot.
Yep. Next one. Let's see. Ooh, I like this question. If you were a ghost, where would you haunt people?
In their ass. Because I'm a gay ghost.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's perfect.
Every time they go to wipe, just, oh.
Oh, my God.
Harder, daddy.
But be at the Quick Trip parking, or Quick Trip bathroom, wouldn't
yes.
you? This one was easy for me. This is, I'm fucking haunting an amusement park. For sure.
Sure.
I
get to meet Scooby.
You get to meet Scooby and all of the gang. I'm really excited. The but gang. Then on top of that, when you're like haunting an amusement park, you can kind of just ride all the rides all the fucking time. For free.
Yeah.
Even after they're closed. It's great. Right. Yeah. Jeremy?
Well, if I had to pick my dream spot, I would say like a deserted island just because there's no fucking people there so they could leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
But if I have to haunt people, I'm going to revert back to a previous answer and the flea market.
The haunted flea market. The case of the haunted flea market.
Half of those folks are walking around talking to something anyway.
Yeah, some of them have been haunted for a long time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I like it, Jeremy.
I didn't ask. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Next question. This is also from a fan or a listener. This is at military.man.priv, which I'm assuming is private. But he wants to know, what's one sentence that would start a massive argument? JP? Tread lightly.
Yeah, I really pass. Pass.
Okay.
I'm going to go with pass.
Okay, fair enough.
We got a mic down. We have a mic down.
There we go. I got it.
Oh, the still humanity. Works,
thank
there
God. Go. I can't afford that. I can't afford a place to live. I can't afford a microphone.
I'm going to go with, hey, honey, does chill out still piss you off compared to calm down? That's mine. Jeremy?
I would just say chill out. Chill just out. Start off. Okay, chill out.
Yeah.
Just chill start out. Off that way.
Chill. How about you, Jeremy?
Shampoo is better. let's see.
Conditioner is better.
Ford sucks. That one always gets them going.
Yeah, that one does.
Oh, God damn it.
There's a bunch we can sure. do with this, but, you know, we're treading lightly.
Depending on the room that you're at, Minecraft is way better than Fortnite.
Yeah.
That ain't no shit. They both suck.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyone? Van Damme is tougher than Chuck Norris.
Ooh, yeah, you don't do that. You don't say that.
I just did.
I know. You
come at me, bro.
Okay. I'll get Chuck Norris and we'll kick your ass.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Big black cock. It's not racist. It's a preference.
Right. Okay. Last question. This is, I'm going to have to read this, okay? This is from another fan question, or another fan. This is at right hand, left-handed man. He wants to know, inappropriate times to read a book.
While driving.
People fucking do that.
Oh, they do it all the time. It's
awful. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I listen to audiobook, but I read the cover.
Just nice. The whole time.
Uh-huh.
When having sex, don't read a fucking book.
Unless it's the Kama Sutra.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious about this. Like, I
does
will
this
not
happen.
I will not. No.
Oh.
Fuck no. But seriously, like, are you sitting there doing doggy style? And it's I will not eat grained eggs and ham. I will not.
I prefer
do not
crosswords.
Like them. Sam, I am. Yeah, crosswords. Yeah, that's good. I prefer
crosswords.
Yeah. How about you, Jeremy?
I'm gonna say like when you're getting arrested.
Oh, yeah.
They typically like you to pay attention while that's happening, or at least, you know, when you're getting searched at prison.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, am I going to find anything else in your ass?
That.
Yeah. Or okay. When you're skiing.
Yeah, that's another skiing one.
Water place, or snow.
Time. Yeah, mm-hmm. Either way.
Bobsledding.
No, that's fine if you're one of the middle guys.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. All right, fair
they're
enough.
They're just... leaning.
That's yeah, what, you just got to lean.
That's uh-huh. What Jamaica's team should have done. Maybe sure. They would learn some new stuff and win a medal for bobsledding. All right. Well, that is questions and preguntas again, guys. If you have any suggestions, please send them in to us at Laughing on the Sidelines on our TikTok Q&A section or at our Instagram, which is at Laughing on the Sidelines. Now we get to move on to a very popular part of every single episode. This is our Laughing on the Sidelines draft. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft, and we kind of got a weird situation, because the last time JP was here, he fucking won.
Uh-huh.
The things things that give you road rage is what it was. He won with Asians and women. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
That'll get it won every time.
You just get angry about women, seeing women, don't you?
Yeah.
Really, in general.
Pretty uh-huh. much.
Yeah.
So anyways, this will be kind of a first time that we're going to go ahead and allow JP to have the championship picks,
nice.
Even if he's a guest. It's because, you know, he's so good. So, yeah. And then I think, Jeremy, you did you get second last week?
Yes, I did. And
I got dead last.
To call it second was, I almost really got fifth because, I mean, the numbers weren't even fucking close, but I still had way more than you cocksucker.
I think there were more likes than...
It had to be.
Yeah.
Derek, last I saw, had like 184 votes, and I had 16 or some yeah. shit. Wow.
Yeah, so anyways...
He just came up with that shit off the top of his head. God, that show needs him more than you.
I know, I know. But anyways, so this week, since I got dead last, I'm going to get the first pick. Jeremy is going to get the sandwich picks, and then JP is going to get the championship picks back to back. And this week, this actually was a suggestion from a listener. She wanted to know, this is at Tay Morawski. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that.
Are we sure that's a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Don't misgender people, Scotty.
I didn't. Fair enough. I checked. But anyways, she sent us a question.
How'd you check?
They put pronouns on there.
Did you grab her crotch?
I was getting ready to say, did you feel down there? Was there no penis?
No.
Oh, yeah, I've given my pronouns.
Yeah.
My pronouns are they, it.
Yeah. But anyways, no, she sent us a question, which is, what is your go-to food when you're drunk? And so that inspired a draft, actually. And this draft...
Well, it hasn't yet. This may suck.
It may.
This may be the worst draft we've ever done, in which case we get to blame it firmly on this, as you claim, woman.
Yeah.
But other than that, it might go great. And if so, we thank her and appreciate her service.
That's right. So the draft is going to be... your go-to foods when you are under the influence.
Okay.
So we're going to go with that. I get first pick. And, God, I think there only is...
Do we need to set some parameters here?
What's
that? Does this include going out to restaurants?
Yes. Like fast food restaurants and stuff like that, or what?
I think it should include that, but, like, if you go to Denny's or whatever, that seems...
All right, we'll take that fucking pick off.
Okay, or do Denny's. I don't give a fuck.
All of a sudden, you're making up rules.
Well, there's a difference between grabbing shit out of your own fridge and, like, you have access to an entire restaurant's menu.
Well, yeah. I think you have access to an entire restaurant's menu.
Okay, fair enough. I guess, what's their bathroom situation? Single room?
Single room. Very nice.
Yeah, that's right.
Denny's has always been known for their restrooms.
For sure.
Yeah. Restrooms and trucker caps.
Yep. This one, I think, is the overall 101. I think it's the one everybody goes to, especially when they've been drinking, and if you've ever been to a college party, but that is pizza. It's fucking cold pizza.
Why does it gotta be cold?
Cold pizza.
It's just
that's pizza. The next day.
Yeah, but yeah, pizza, frozen pizza, Pizza Hut pizza. You know,
okay,
pizza. Jeremy, you get next pick.
Pretty famously on this show, McChicken.
Yeah.
I love a good McChicken.
Oh no, his story about the McChicken is pretty fucking good. Yeah. How about you, JP? You get two in a row.
For the first one, I'll go with...
I could have told this story, I just left him fucking hanging.
I was waiting. Here we go.
He's right. The story ain't bad.
Good story.
It's a short story. I basically woke up one morning to the sound of my roommate laughing as I sat there with... I was sitting up in the chair, one sock on, with my one foot up on the footrest of the chair, and I had a half-eaten McChicken still in my hand, and I was wearing a Long John Silver's hat.
I fucking love it.
Oh. Not real sure where I got the hat.
I got the McChicken.
Yeah. No, I remember going to that, but no, I passed out mid-sandwich. That doesn't happen to a lot of people.
No. It
doesn't. Okay, JP, what is your... You get two picks in a row.
All right. First one, I'm just going to go with breakfast food.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's a big category.
No pancakes. Okay. Well, sausage, scrambled eggs, stuff. Breakfast food.
Well, you got to pick one. I think I pick one.
Breakfast food?
That's all of them.
Right, but you don't just eat pancakes, or you don't just eat eggs.
Fuck, I don't.
You eat pancakes and eggs and sausage and hash browns.
I say you can get pancakes. I will give you eggs and bacon or eggs and sausage.
I'll take eggs and sausage for 1,000, please, Alex.
Entire meal. Okay, I'm going to go with dinner food.
Okay, fuck you, man. Dinner food's great.
Yeah. It sure is. Okay. I like to eat it for dinner.
I guess,
you ever have dinner food for breakfast?
Yes, that's great. Sometimes I do that.
Do you want to get pancakes for your next pick?
No. My next pick, I'm going to go with donuts and chocolate milk, but they've got to be the mini powdered donuts.
Okay. Oh, donuts.
Donuts. The best ones were in, like, a giant plastic bread bag.
Uh-huh.
You remember those?
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
have those anymore.
I know.
Now pisses you have me to get fucking the off. Hostess kind, which are good,
mm-hmm.
just not as good. But, yeah, okay.
All right. You and your chocolate milk. How about you, Jeremy?
Oh, are we back to me?
We are back to you.
Because I don't really go out a lot, most of my shit's going to come either from fast food or at home. Tortilla chips with just shredded cheese melted on them.
Okay, all right.
I do that shit a lot.
Yeah.
Or used to. Okay. I don't really drink much anymore.
Yeah.
Except when I do, and then I drink a lot.
Okay. I'm going to go with a very, very real one for me. I'm going to go with Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup.
I hate to give that look twice in the same month, but...
What? This is
who
true.
Who the fuck makes soup?
What?
What me? Are you drink with a hot plate?
Yeah.
You're sitting there fucking stirring in soup.
Oh, that's a hangover cure. It's really good. I'm just telling
you.
You
say so.
I'm telling you. The next one I'm going to go with is... I'm going to go with a bowl of cereal. That's okay. That's a good one.
That makes more sense.
I like bowl of cereal.
Yeah, it's true.
Campbell's chicken noodle soup is so thin and brothy, I couldn't even imagine getting the soup to my mouth.
Oh, that's
no, right. I do the condensed, and then I just don't mix any water with it.
Oh, yeah? Just straight shot?
Straight fucking like noodle and chicken. Soup? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Jeremy, back to you.
Oh, Jesus, already?
Already.
Oh, my
flying
God.
Flying through this.
Taco Bell tacos.
Ooh, okay. Fuck.
Fourth meal, they call that.
That's right. I'm surprised, but yeah. JP, you get two back-to-back.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese always hits the spot.
That's true. It's a good one. Now, do you butter the bread both sides?
Both sides.
Yeah. Do you put mayonnaise on it?
No.
That's apparently a fucking thing.
And I could see that.
People are psychos.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise shouldn't be a fucking thing.
At all. Okay.
I put mayonnaise on my meatball sub from Subway.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. It's fucking delicious.
No. All right. Yeah, next yeah. Next one.
Soda crackers. Just like
nice.
Soda crackers.
Fuck yeah.
With butter.
Soda crackers.
Yeah. Saltines.
Saltines.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then you put butter on them. That's it.
JP's old fashioned. I speak old people.
Okay. No, I mean.
It's delicious.
I get what you're saying. I really do.
Butter your soda cracker. Well,
You're saying that you understand what saltines are and butter.
I'm the idea
that one could go
I'm
on.
I'm getting ready to ask a fucking question. So I'm thinking your of saltines suck. Like the pristine saltine crackers. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
What are the kind of crackers that are like people put at like a house salad?
That's club.
That's club
those
crackers.
Those are club crackers, okay. Yeah.
They've already got
those
the butter
baked
those
are better
baked
with
in.
Ranch.
Really?
Yeah, those are great yeah, dipped in are, ranch.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jeremy, back to you, dude.
Well, that just sparked a whole fucking array of shit. I tend to think I have a whole new level of flavor, better than JP. Chicken and biscuit.
Ooh,
crackers.
Okay.
Ooh, I could
chicken
eat those.
With the squirt cheese? Oh. Forget it. That's you. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Well, I didn't add the squirt cheese. I don't
no,
want
you
that.
Don't have to.
Keep that off of mine. Don't put that
bullshit on my list.
Damn it. Okay. I guess, son of a bitch, it's so fucking true, but you've got to go to McDonald's and get yourself the two cheeseburger meal when you're drunk.
You're going to claim a whole meal.
Yeah, here well, he's already. It's, yeah, it's, he got on me for doing it.
Yeah,
now
McDonald's
he's gonna,
cheeseburger.
Okay, McDonald's okay. Cheeseburger.
All right, that's fucking... Oh, never mind.
Not the McDouble?
Wrong. Not the McDouble.
Well, then you're doing it wrong.
Whatever. And then I'm going to round... Or in the my picks with Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's got to be fucking Kraft, too.
Yep.
That
yep.
Other bullshit
it's
is not,
not
the
same.
Same.
Not at all.
No.
No.
You're willing to get utensils and shit out.
Oh, yeah.
When you're drunk. See, I just grab whatever's in the fucking fridge or the cabinet.
Well, it's different. I'm not drunk. I'm high.
Yeah. And grandma's...
You want to do a lot more things when...
Grandma's boy, sure. He cooks a whole fucking tray. So mm-hmm. That's kind of how I roll.
Didn't too. He just take basically everything and
out of
throw,
the fridge
it in the oven?
And throw it in the oven?
Yeah. She didn't have a microwave. Because
he's living with his grandma and they didn't have a microwave then.
All right, Jeremy.
Which, yes, she did.
Yes, she
I
did.
I do not believe that even old people in that day and age. I won't. I'm going to write a letter to my senator.
Go ahead.
Right now.
Watch the movie. Find me a microwave.
Right. Dear Senator whoever.
last pick, Jeremy.
Where was I at? We're on picks still?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
This is your last one.
God damn it. Okay. Because I can't pick a whole fucking meal and it needs the two things together. My favorite thing to get at a restaurant, if we go to like a breakfast place, chicken fried steak and eggs.
Ooh, okay.
That is my Absolute. I can just grub on that shit. I'll call the grub monkeys over and just have them keep bringing,
just keep bringing
more
eggs
gravy. That's
okay. All right. And JP, you get your last pick.
My last pick is McDonald's French fries, but they have to be fresh.
That's what
they have to be fresh.
Oh, you're right.
Nothing hits like a fresh McDonald's French fry.
You're right.
Ever.
You're right.
I totally agree, but when I'm drunk, I actually like it a little bit rubbery.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of do. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it's more I just don't care
at
that point, and that's generally what I get at that time of night.
Right.
You don't get people who really care about their job at 3 in the morning
no,
at McDonald's. In
not
fact,
so much.
It's guaranteed that person fucking hates you. Without a doubt.
I don't know. There's a guy that that works at McDonald's that listens to our show and recognized Derek when he was driving through the drive-thru fucked up.
Nice.
I don't know that I've ever been more just dismissed by anybody than when I've been at a drive-thru late at night at McDonald's.
All right. Well, fair enough. There's a ton of honorable mentions. I'm shocked
that, oh, God, yeah.
That none of us went after. I mean, but like fucking... Just chips, a bag of chips.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah, I was going to say Doritos.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't even think any Pringles. Pringles. Pizza Hut. Pringles or the pizza
good.
Pringles.
The Pringles are good. Yeah, they're good.
Just plain Pringles at that point.
Sure. I don't care. Any
and
of
those
pick them.
By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this. They're not chips. They're crisps.
That's right.
No,
they use an extrusion process.
They're the best crisps for dipping, by the way.
Is it really?
And I'd get ranch dip and cheese Pringles.
Huh. Oh, I'll be damned.
See, Derek would hate. God. Derek hates ranch.
Mm. Well, Derek, you couldn't tell by looking at him.
Yeah, no shit.
It looks like he loves the shit.
Yeah. Well, okay,
I think
guys.
He just eats everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. All right, well, this is our draft for this week. Again, you can go to facebook.com/laughingonthesidelines, and you can vote for your favorite list of go-to foods when you're drunk or high. So, and whoever wins gets a pat on the back and a blowjob from JP. Yeah. All right, but
can
now...
you blow yourself, JP? You're probably going
to
win.
He probably
as
is.
Long as I have somebody to hold my legs, I can actually do it.
Oh, my God.
One of my favorite lines of any sitcom maybe of all time... is from Parks and Rec with Ron Swanson when he's at that restaurant and he tells the guy, give me all the bacon and eggs you have. And he stops the guy. I feel like what you heard
give me
a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was, give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Do you understand? And he meant it. What was it? He set the record at the local breakfast restaurant for most eggs eaten. Last four, he didn't even get the shell off.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, do us a favor. Go to Laughing on the Sidelines. Vote for your favorite list of foods to go to, your go-to foods when intoxicated. All right. Now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is our Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation of the week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer and Legos.
That's right, Scotty. I don't know if you've ever heard of a particular family known as the Flying Willendas, but they are known. You know them?
I know of this
family. Okay. They were very famous for being a family of tightrope walkers. Weird to call them flying when they just walk. But anyways, in the 1960s, the father of the family, Carl Willenda, created a unique and heart-stopping stunt known as the Pyramid. For this stunt, four tightrope walkers were positioned on a tightrope with balance bars, while two others balanced on the bars, and above them, a final walker balanced on a chair. Well, on January 30th of 1962, guess what happened? while performing their signature stunt at the Shrine Circus at Detroit State Fair Coliseum, the lead man on the wire, Carl Willenda's nephew, Dieter Schipp! There's the papers! Dieter! I'm assuming he was Nazi.
Good assumption.
Yeah. He made a misstep, causing the entire pyramid to collapse. Of course, they're all hooked on to each other, too, with a small cable. So in case this happens, I guess everybody goes down with the ship. An audience of nearly 7,000 people watched in horror as four of the walkers crashed to the ground. Shep and Walinda's son-in-law, Richard Fawton. I'm going to say he was a freedom fighter. He was more part of the resistance than anything. Both of them died on impact. Carl's son, Mario, who was permanently paralyzed from the waist down, and then Carl himself, who suffered a broken pelvis. This did not seem to really set the family back all that much, and it took a tragic incident in 1962 where Walinda's daughter died while falling from a tightrope, and then in 1978, March 22, 1978, Carl Walinda himself fell to his death after falling 100 feet from a tightrope between two buildings in Puerto Rico. You can't say they weren't fucking asking for it, honestly. You saw what happens. You're on a fucking tightrope. Eventually, shit's going to go wrong. I stumble on shit all the time that in a room where I walk all the time, and that's on a floor. So anyways... so basically every member of the fucking family died doing what they love, being circus freaks. And now your child can recreate the magic of all of these moments using nothing but a little imagination and Legos. Legos, step right up and see the show.
Oh, it's so fucking dark. All right.
Is it really? I mean,
eh, not really.
Who can say, you know, how many people can say that they died doing what they loved?
That's true.
I mean, you got to be dedicated to do that in the first fucking place.
Yeah, the only way I'm going to die doing what I love is if either of you guys pull out a fucking gun and shoot me.
Yeah.
Because I love doing this show.
Nice. Yeah. The only way I'm going to die doing what I love is if he doesn't let go of the back of my head.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
We work really hard to make you not like doing this show. The fact that you love it pisses me off.
I love doing it.
Not
I
you. Do. Me. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we're talking about Scotty.
Oh. Yeah. So this week's shitty...
Yeah, we want you to take Scotty's place once we shoot him.
Yeah. Okay. This week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation is... Would you rather have your spouse read Green Eggs and Ham on repeat while you are either having sex or taking a shit? Which one would you rather do?
Sex. It doesn't take as long.
That's easy. Yeah, does she stop when you stop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex. Takes no time. She'll barely get through half the book.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Shit, you could go through that book 8 times.
That's true. That is a good point. I am going to say also while shitting. Does she have to be in the same room?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you mean also? He said sex.
I said sex.
Who are you agreeing with?
No. Well, I'm agreeing with...
Did you just assume that's what I was going to say and you were going to skip me?
No.
Seems like it.
It sure does.
No, my question is, does she have to be in the same room while you're shitting?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing sex.
Yeah.
Sex. You're right. It's just not going to take very much time. And you kind of get it over with. It's done. So, yeah, I'm taking sex. Jeremy?
What?
What one would you do?
Oh, sex, for sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. It would be such a welcome change to the... silence that I normally experience.
It's true.
Just her and honestly, if she ever just her dead eye contact that she makes with me, and if she ever does make a sound, she always is sure to reach out and put her hand on my lip. She's learned American customs for sure.
It's because you taught it to her, huh?
I sure did.
Yeah,
I sure did.
That's fucking great. But any updates on the serial pooper, by any chance?
Again, cannot comment on an ongoing investigation.
Wow. I was hoping
still ongoing.
And be honest with you, I think they've stopped really looking. They've called it. That case may have gone cold. The turd surely did.
It's gone cold and ashy.
Yeah. God damn it.
Started to turn white.
He got away with it, even.
He did. He's my new hero, honestly.
Wow.
I'm very serious. Had I recognized the guy, I don't think I would have told on him. I respect and admire him so much.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
I want to get his rookie card and have it autographed.
Yep. However, the person that Derek talked about last episode, they found that serial shitter. So,
I think well, she got caught on camera face first.
Yep, she did.
But fucked anyways, up wigs.
Good stuff in all of Wichita,
Kansas. That's weird that a beauty supply store has better surveillance than an FAA secured fucking building.
Uh-huh. That's true. All right. Well, anyways, guys, I don't think you guys have any dates coming up by any chance, do you?
Nope.
All right. Well, if you guys just so happen to have a spare house, let us know.
Yeah.
We've got a
Who
guy,
doesn't, right? Got,
yeah.
Right.
I'm not telling about it. But if you can hear thunder in the background, it is just now storming. The thunder's rolling here in Wichita, Kansas. And so, we're not sorry. It's, I fucking love it. But anyways, guys.
Can I hear it?
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah, you probably can.
I heard it.
But we want to say thank you again, JP, for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
I
love coming on and doing the show.
I'm sure you do. We hope to see Derek back soon, depending on what his schedule is. As always, guys, thank you guys so much for your support, the positive comments and stuff like that. We really do appreciate those. As always, keep sharing the TikToks, commenting. That helps us grow. And as always, we'd like to say, guys, do us a favor. If you like us, tell your friends. And if you don't like us,
I hope you get crushed by a family of falling tightrope walkers.
If you don't like us,
tell your enemies.
And until next time, guys,
a sandwich is just a sandwich, but a manwich is a meal.
Amen.
Until next time,
keep laughing, assholes.
We will see y'all later. Take care.